This program was recorded at InterVarsity's Following Christ Conference, held in Chicago, December 27th through 31st, 2008.
Back in September, we sent out about 20,000 postcards announcing the Bosher Hammond Prize. In a little bit, Andy Crouch is going to come up here and tell you more about that prize and announce to you this morning our winners. My task, though, and it's one that I'm glad to have this morning, is to tell you a little bit about the two men that the prize is named for, two Petes, Peter Bosher and Pete Hammond. Pete Bosher passed away a little over a year ago. He was an engineering professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and to know Pete was to know a man who was a deeply committed follower of Jesus, a churchman, a scholar, a practitioner, a father, a husband, and he did all those things with great passion. He established a local chapter of Engineers Without Borders at the University of Wisconsin. That made it possible for him to take his graduate students, and especially to the continent of Africa, and put all their skill and practice into motion. Another outcome of that work and that vision on Pete's behalf is that it caught the attention of the entire community at the University of Wisconsin, no small feat, and actually began to capture the imagination and change the practices of how the university itself thought about education and its need to do public good. Pete was a courageous person and a person of confidence and great trust in God, and he's someone that we deeply miss. He was also my friend and neighbor for over 20 years, and so it's really, we feel, a fitting tribute and a privilege to name this prize after Pete Bosher. Marcia Bosher, Pete's wife, are you here, Marcia, somewhere nearby? Can you just sort of stand up? Thanks, Marcia. Marcia is on InterVarsity Christian Fellowship staff as well, working with us in graduate and faculty ministries, and works in one of our ministries we call Women in the Academy and Professions. And so, Marcia, we're glad to have you on board and glad to offer this tribute to your husband, Pete, today as well. Well, the other part of the plan this morning was to introduce you to the second Pete, Pete Hammond. But things don't always happen quite as we expect. And as we arrived here on Sunday and as we went into Monday in the conference, some of us were asking, well, where's Pete Hammond? He was coming, right? And we said, oh, absolutely, yes, he was going to be here. And then we learned on Monday morning that Pete Hammond had passed away. It was a great surprise to us, a great shock to us. And we learned that he'd passed away at his home, at home in Madison, Wisconsin. So Pete's not going to stand up with me here this morning, but I believe he's present with us. And let me tell you a little bit about Pete Hammond. He was InterVarsity staff, joined InterVarsity Christian Fellowship in 1966, and retired 41 years later in 2007. I was trying to think of jobs Pete Hammond never had in InterVarsity. I think he had almost every job at some time, except maybe the presidency of InterVarsity. He was an evangelist and at one time the national director of evangelism. He was deeply committed to multi-ethnicity in InterVarsity and especially racial reconciliation. He was an excellent communicator, both in written word and in spoken word. A speaker in much demand. His legacy, maybe for us in this room, though, as much as anything else, was his commitment to marketplace ministry. And Pete believed that every Christian ought to have meaningful work every day of their lives, and especially in the marketplace. He was a consultant worldwide on that topic and known around the globe in many, many Christian communities. And in particular, the relevance of his commitment to that marketplace ministry is really expressed in this conference itself. Because in 1986, there was a conference at the Hilton Towers, right down Michigan Avenue on the south end of the loop here, called Marketplace 86. It was a conference with academic and professional tracks doing many of the things that we've been doing here these days. And so I have always believed that Pete's initial vision in 1986 is something that has been reiterated at least three times in the Following Christ conferences. Many of you here, of course, don't know either of these men, but they were, for us who knew them, mentors. Pete Hammond was a great mentor to many of us here. He is a person of great vision. He is a good friend. He is a man who loved his family. Both Petes did. And for both of these people, when they are with you, joy was present. They are people who, full of humor, the joy of life. You couldn't be around Pete Hammond without hearing stories and having him cheer you on. He's a mentor who will be greatly missed by me, and I know many of us here. So Pete Boscher followed Christ into the academy, and Pete Hammond followed Christ into the marketplace, and they both followed Christ and are present with him now, and lives well lived. Andy Crouch is going to step up now and share the excitement of the Boscher Hammond Prize. Now that you know who the prize is named for, one thing I might just say about Andy Crouch is that he's written a very fine book called Culture Making, Recovering Our Creative Calling, InterVarsity Press book. If you don't know about it, you've been learning about it just by being here, because the book is about what this conference is about and vice versa. So, Andy, welcome.
I would like to ask Marcia Boscher to join me on stage as we present the three winners of the Boscher Hammond Prize. 89 of you, and others perhaps who were not able to be here, submitted proposals in every area of work and vocation that are represented in this conference. And some very dedicated elves winnowed those down to 25 semifinalists, and a jury, which I chaired, read all 25 excellent proposals. And we selected seven finalists who yesterday presented here in this hall their vision for integrating their faith and vocation in every possible domain of work. And all, I said yesterday, all of them were winners in every sense of the word, but we had to pick three. And so we did. And these are not in any particular order, except perhaps alphabetical. And I'll just describe each one. And if they're here, we'd love to have you come up. And Marcia will give you a little celebration of your winning, though it doesn't have the check in it. That'll come next year in a new tax season. The Boscher Hammond Prize, first of all, goes to a team based at Baylor University that is exploring ways to use coconuts, abundant in most of the countries in the world where there is also abundant poverty, in new ways using tools of engineering, distribution, manufacturing, and business to create good out of what is now trash, in the most memorable phrase in the presentation, to turn trash into cash for coconut farmers around the world. And the presenter of this proposal was Walter Bradley. I believe Walter was the only one of his team who was able to be here, and he had an early flight out, and he seems not to have been able to persuade the airline to wait. The next winner of the Boscher Hammond Prize began her presentation by saying, "I want to write Orthodox theology," and went on to explain that her vocation is to write it in the form of poetry. She received an MFA from Cornell University, and as she described her calling, to disclose to secular colleagues and people in the literary world the wild beauty of God, and to speak whatever she could of the truth of the resurrection in poetic form. We on the jury were very moved and struck, and so the Boscher Hammond Prize goes to Stephanie Gehring. And we could only choose one more. And we chose a presentation that was remarkable in a number of ways. It's a public health initiative based in the state of Arkansas, working with white and black churches predominantly, to introduce to people who often have not been able to access good information and, more importantly, good motivation to learn about nutrition and good practices of health. And actually, this presenter has received a number of NIH grants. These are not simply faith-based efforts, but they are partnerships that, well, she said something that I thought was very good, and I'd like to just read it very briefly. Two of the principles they introduced to their, the subjects who they reach through these churches are: God cares about your health, and we cannot be healthy by our own strength. So because of this respect for faith and the recognition that this is not just a delivery vehicle for public health, but a way of integrating Christian concerns with public health concerns, the Bosher Hammond Prize goes to Karen Kim. And again, congratulations to all those who submitted proposals and who are semifinalists and finalists. It was an amazing privilege to read about what you are doing to integrate faith and vocation. So thanks be to God. Thank you.